Besides Sarah, do we have anybody else attending today? As visitors?
We have some very important people here who are members of the board staff.
Oh, wonderful.
All right, we're recording.
All right, we're on the record now. This is the time set for a public hearing for our administrative rules. My name is Blake Hills. I'm the chair of the Board of Pardons and Parole. I've been assigned to conduct this hearing. I'll have my colleagues introduce themselves, starting at my right.
Melissa Sterba.
Brett Varles.
Greg Johnson.
Dan Bockaboy.
We have various members of the board staff here with us this afternoon. We do not have any members of the public currently here in person or online. We have seven rules with amendments, and we will go through them one at a time. The first rule is 671-101-1. This is part of a reorganization of the rules where we have taken definitions that are scattered throughout the administrative rules as a whole and put them in one central rule at the beginning. So these definitions are not new. They are not substantive changes. They are simply moving the definitions to one central place. Do we have any comments from members of the public on this rule? It appears that we have no comments. The next rule is 201, dealing with schedule and notice. This rule adds scheduling reviews for things that can be continued based on request by the offender or new charges or other events that warrant a continuance. Do we have any comments from members of the public? It appears that we have no comments on Rule 201. The next rule is 204. There are no substantive changes to policies or procedures under this rule. What it does is standardizes legal citations to one form that appears throughout the rules. It also eliminates some outdated language whereby board staff could continue hearings without a vote by actual board members. That is no longer the case, so that language has been eliminated. Do we have any comments on Rule 204? It appears that no comments are forthcoming. The next rule is 205. This rule also reflects some changes where the definitions were consolidated. It also adds the Department of Health and Human Services to the rule, since a reorganization of the way things are done at the Department of Corrections has led to the Department of Human Services taking on various duties. Do we have any comments from members of the public on Rule 205? It appears that we have no comments. The next rule is 206. The only changes here are part of the consolidation of definitions into Rule 101. It also standardizes legal citations into one single form used throughout the rules. Do we have any comments on Rule 206? It appears that we do not. The next rule is 315. This rule, once again, does not have substantive changes. It has definitions that have been moved to Rule 101. It also standardizes legal citations into one single form. Do we have any comments on Rule 315? It appears that we do not. The next and final rule is Rule 405. This rule also consolidates definitions that have been moved into Rule 101. This rule does have some substantive changes that reflect board practice. This rule adds requirements to early termination requests that include, among other things, a full report on the offenders, including supervision activities, risk, treatment, compliance, and requirements that the board be updated on finances. Do we have any comments on Rule 405? It appears that we have no comments on Rule 405. At this point, there are no members of the public remaining either in person or online. So we will conclude this hearing and go off the record.